Hello there, nice to have you with me with the Psychology Report. Today I'd like to address a kind of a profound piece of information or a profound fact that might motivate us and might encourage us in our relationships with others and give us some sense of direction and purpose and certainly motivation to influence the world around us, particularly those with whom we associate. Now, it's been said over the years that the average person knows about 70 people. Now, that's, of course, we have acquaintances. We have contact with lots and lots of people. But to know people, to kind of know them by name or to know them in a kind of a personal way, the average person knows about 70 people. Now, of those 70 people, obviously we don't have a close relationship with all of them, but of those 70 relationships, about 12 of them are close. About 12 of them are in our regular circle of contact. We call them, we talk to them, we text them, we go places with them, we have lunch, we have dinners, we have breakfasts, we have events that include them. About 12 people are kind of closely incorporated into our lives. Of the 70 people, we know with some degree of familiarity. Now, of those 12 people, about 3 are very, very close. Those are the ones we really spend time with. Those are the ones that we associate with and use as a sounding board or as a decision-making source and resource in our life. People that we think of when we want to plan something or want to do something with somebody special, those are the 3 people that come to mind. So we go from like 70 people that we know fairly well to 12 that we know quite well to 3 people we know very, very well. And it's those 3 people that really impact our life. Those are the 3 people that we impact their lives. In the same way that we impact the 12 people's lives and they impact our lives, but it's not quite the same. Those 3 people are much more intimate and have much more access to our decision-making, access to our preferences, access to our values, our morals, and our whole way of life. But you know, it doesn't stop there. We go from 70 to 12 to 3. But of those 3, there's usually one that is uniquely charming, uniquely placed in our life, almost like that person's in our life for a purpose. And we draw strength and we draw wisdom, you know, from that person. And we contribute to their life, to that person's life, wisdom and strength as well. So in our relationships, they aren't just kind of all the same. Our relationships are not just at the same level of intimacy, the same level of impact, the same level of influence. No, there are different levels. But it's those inner, it's that inner circle of 12, of 3, of 1 that really has a way of changing our lives, changing the way that we think, changing the way we behave, changing the way that we organize our life, changing the way that we place values and we place priorities to things. We organize our life around those that are intimate with us, that 1 or 2 or 3 people of the 70 that we know. Now, let's go another step. Recently, I came upon a book entitled Make Your Bed. The book was written by Admiral William H. McRaven. He's a U.S. retired admiral. And he's now the chancellor of the University of Texas educational system at the university level. So he's well-placed. He gave a commencement address to the University of Texas a few years back. And in that particular address, he made this observation, which I think is extremely important for us to get our hands around. Okay, he was saying that if you really want to influence the world, you want to have an impact on the world, where do you start? Well, he has a whole book on that, and that's the title. You start with making your bed. You see, the idea that he comes up with is that you got to start somewhere. So start in the morning when you make your bed. It's kind of like when you make your bed, what do? You kind of say goodbye to loneliness and you say hello to the world out in front of you. You say goodbye to passivity and you open your life to the world of activity. You say goodbye to isolation and silence and you open your world to talking and being interactive and being in the world of other people. See, making your bed is kind of symbolic of starting a new day over again, starting with a new beginning, starting with a new opportunity, starting with a new challenge, putting the past behind and reaching forth into the new, into the today, into the world before you today. That's his idea. You got to start somewhere, so make your bed, get it done, get the past behind you, and then you look forward into the day and do what you can to make an impact on the world for the day. Now, he goes beyond that and he gives this kind of illustration, which I think is, quite profound. He says that the average person knows and has met and has had some identification with 10,000 people in their lifetime. Now, these aren't friends. These are just people that you have had some contact with in your lifetime. They've had contact with you. You've had contact with them. 10,000 people in a lifetime is what he says. Now, of those, he says this, if you just impacted the life of 10 people, okay, just 10, if you somehow help 10 people get off drugs, get a proper marriage going, get a university education, go on for a higher education, do the right thing in the relationships, get a right kind of job, get the right kind of career, develop their faith, return to church, return to their faith. In other words, if you just impact the life of 10 people in your lifetime, in a very significant way, you've changed their life in a very significant way, and then they in turn impact 10 people in their life, and they in turn impact 10 people in their life, and you go on for 5 generations like that. You know what he says? What happens? He says in 125 years, you will have changed the lives of 800 million people. Okay? Not just you yourself, but let's suppose that you're like a graduating class from the university, and together you would change the lives of 800 million people because you've done it on a one-to-one basis. Each person has changed the lives of 10. They've changed the life of 10. They've changed the life of 10. They've changed the life of 10, on down through 5 generations, and you have hundreds of millions of people being impacted, and the world changes. The world goes through a change as a result of you and your colleagues, and your friends, the people who have been part of your life, and who also impact 10 people. So it's an enormous privilege, I think, to have opportunity to impact the world around you. You don't impact the whole world, you just don't do that. You don't impact your whole city, you don't impact your whole state, you just can't do that. But what he is re-advocating is that you impact the world of 10 people, who in turn will impact the world of 10 people, who will in turn impact the world of 10 people. And so on you go. And that's the way to change the world. That's the way to make things happen. That's the way to make a value become broad and general and accepted throughout the world and the countryside. You see, if you have an idea, if you have a plan, if you have a program, if you have a message, if you have a value that you want to see advocated throughout the world and into the lives of a lot of other people besides just yourself, then do it by tens. And hopefully they will do it by tens, and so on. In other words, this idea of world impact is, it's easy. If you break it down into something like that, it's easy. Just work on 10 people. Be able to say, I have impacted the life of 10 people. My ideas, my values, my influence has really changed the life of 10 people. And if they do the same thing, it will multiply greatly. And our world will be impacted. Whether it's because of faith, or because of education, or because of lifestyle and habits, or whatever it might be. Whatever you focus on, the world can go through a change as a result of you and your commitment and your values and your desires and what you would like to see happen in the world in which you live. So get on with the task. Get on with the duty of changing the world. Start by making your bed every morning. Get that behind you. And then think of it as you walk away from that bed, having made it, that you walk forward into life. You work forward in the lives of other people. You walk forward into the life of influence upon other people. You walk forward into the idea that the world can change because you, because of you, because of you. Well, this has been the Psychology Report. Nice to have you with me. And I recommend the book. Go ahead and get a hold of it. And it's William McRaven. Admiral William McRaven. It's entitled Make Your Bed. It's a way to start the world changing. You can do it. Got to start somewhere. And then he goes on and named about 10 different ways that you can impact the world. That's where you start, though. So go do it. Go to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. Got a number of books there that will help you develop the skills and the techniques and the personality patterns and the behavioral patterns that will help you be effective in your relationship with others. Get my book, Living Life at Its Best. So it's a great book. It will help you develop some of the social skills that are necessary to live a life of influence, a life of impact, and a life of effectiveness, and a life of social intelligence in the world in which you live. Okay, nice to have you with me. Bye for now.